Good morning, everyone. David Portillo here. I want to talk to you this morning about running the race. Like an athlete who runs the marathon, we know that we all have to get ready. He focuses or she focuses on diet, exercise, running, short distances, long distances, uphills, downhills. A marathon runner is an athlete who is well prepared for the race. In other words, this person is focused on his mental ability, his emotional ability, his breathing ability, everything that he does to win his race or her race is focused on his ability to be the best he can, to do the best he can. And I want to take a look at a couple of things here that will help you. Let's start out with reading Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. It says this, "As for us, we have all of these great witnesses who encircle us like clouds." So we must get to go every, so we must let go of every wound that has pierced us and the sin we so easily fall into. Then we will be able to run life's marathon race with passion, determination, for the path has already marked out before us. Okay, that's Hebrews 12, 1 in the Passion Translation. Now, reading the footnotes on this one, A refers to the great cloud of witnesses, our martyrs. That's just another reference to that. B, Hebrews 12, 1 says, "Or get rid of every arrow tip in us." The implication is carrying an arrow tip inside, a wound that weighs us down and keeps us from running our race with freedom. Or C, it says, "The sin that is so cleverly entangles us." The Aramaic can be translated, "The sin that is ready and waiting for us." If this is speaking of one sin, the context would point to the sin of unbelief and doubting God's promises. D, the obstacle course. The Greek word agona means agony or conflict. The assumption is that the race will not be easily, but the proper path to run has been set before us. And E, the Aramaic can be translated the race, personally appointed to us. God has destiny for each of us that we are to give ourselves fully to reach. Now, those are the footnotes. So I'm going to read this again, Hebrews 12, verse 1, and it reads like this. "As for us, we have all of these great witnesses who entice us like clouds. So we must let go of every wound that has pierced us and the sin we so easily fall into. Then we will be able to run life's marathon race with passion and determination, for the path has already marked out before us." Okay, so God has gone before us, and those are some things that we must watch out for and be careful for. Let's look at another scripture. I'm going to read the scripture, I'm going to read the footnotes, and then I'll read the scripture again. 1 Corinthians 9, 23-25 in the Passion Translation reads this way, "I've done all this so that I would become God's partner for the sake of the gospel." Paul's disciplined life, verse 24, "Isn't it obvious that all runners on the racetrack keep on running to win, but only one receives the victor's prize? Yet, each one of you must run the race to be victorious. A true athlete will be disciplined in every aspect, in respect, practicing constant self-control in order to win a lure wreath, a laurel wreath that quickly withers. But we run our race to win a victor's crown that will last forever. Okay, now let's look at the footnotes on A, verse 23. Paul is declaring the five motivating principles for his ministry. Number one, always start by finding common ground with those you want to reach. Number two, avoid projecting to others that you are a know-it-all. Number three, accept everyone regardless of his or her issues. Number four, be sensitive to the culture of others. And number five, use every opportunity to share the gospel news of Jesus Christ with people. And B, verse 24, 1 Corinthians 9:24. The runners in the stadium, this refers to the Pan-Hellenic stadium near Corinth, where the its main games were held back in those days. So now, what is Paul saying here? Again, let's look at 1 Corinthians 9, 23 and 25 once again. I've done all this so that I would become God's partner for the sake of the gospel. So now Paul's talking about his disciplined life. Isn't it obvious that all runners on the racetrack keep running to win, but only one receives the victor's prize? Yet each one of you must run the race to be victorious. A true athlete will be disciplined in every respect, practicing constant self-control in order to win a laurel wreath that quickly withers. But we run our race to win a victor's crown that will last forever. Isn't that true? So we are running the race in life, preaching the gospel. So we must do everything we possibly can to prepare ourselves emotionally, mentally, physically, psychologically, spiritually. We must do everything to run our race and not give up and not quit. And sometimes there are setbacks. Just like any runner, he may step on a stone and hurt his ankle. So he obviously pulls back or stops to fix it and take care of it. But he doesn't quit. He doesn't give in. And that's us. We don't quit. We don't give in. We continue to run our race, no matter where we are, whether we come in first or whether we come in last. Stay in the race. I want to encourage you, do not give up. Do not give in to the tactics of the enemy or even your weaknesses. Okay? When you are weak, then we are strong. I encourage you, brothers and sisters, trust the Lord. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Fast and pray. Seek God. Trust Him, and you will be successful because that is your destiny in Christ. Amen. God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye now.